Good morning. This is the Publix Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. It's Valentine's Day today, and we have a special artscape. It's a love story set right here in Providence, Rhode Island, featuring true love, a deadly pandemic, and a devotion so strong it seeks to triumph over death, with a story for the ages. And here to tell it now is local restaurant owner and well-known raconteur Bob Burke.
This is a story of a tragic pandemic death. In fact, not one, but two pandemic deaths. And it is the story of Carrie Brown. And people are familiar with the Brown name because, yes, in fact, she was part of the family that Brown University is named after. What people don't know is that the pandemic I'm talking about is not the current COVID-19 pandemic, but the pandemic of 1892. And Carrie Brown tragically died after being infected in Palermo, Sicily. Her husband was an Italian count, the dashing Paolo Benyatti. They had met while her father, who had been appointed ambassador to Rome, was in Italy, and they had a wonderful courtship. They were both on the older side, and they came back to Rhode Island and got married right near Patuxent Village. They then went back to Europe and traveled all over. And sadly, Carrie became ill from the pandemic and died. Her husband, Paolo Benyatti, came back to Providence, Rhode Island, and by 1900 had a mission. And that mission was to be certain that no one in Rhode Island would ever forget his beautiful wife, Carrie. So he began building memorials, not one, not two, not three, not four. He actually came up with five different memorials. And we see them in our everyday life now. And the tragic part is no one knows who Carrie Brown was and why the memorials exist or that they tell a story together.
Bob Burke says his mission now is to complete Paolo Benyatti's quest to preserve Carrie Brown's memory. That means telling the stories of the memorials the Count created. Memorial number one, the 95-foot clock tower on the Brown University campus in Providence.
That huge tower at the top of College Hill, when you drive up Waterman Street and you see the big clock tower, that's the Carrie Tower. The clock tower has an inscription on it, and it's a beautiful inscription. It says, "Love is strong as death." And in mythology, we know that the gods didn't have those base emotions that humans do, that in fact, the gods had the power of life and death. And Benyatti, in a very brave move, says, "My love is as strong as your death." Well, that's quite a thing to say to the gods, and even more to carve it in stone for eternity.
Memorial number two, the magnificent bronze fountain in Kennedy Plaza in downtown Providence.
I know it doesn't surprise anybody to hear that three naked men are clawing at a naked woman, trying to pull her to the ground in the middle of Kennedy Plaza. But don't worry, they're not alive. They're all bronzes as part of the beautiful fountain, the angel of life. Carrie Brown is depicted in bronze, holding on to the wings of the angel of life as these three gruesome figures try to pull her back to earth. And the fountain itself rains down the billions of tears of Paolo Benyatti in his sadness that the angel of life took his wife away from him in the pandemic.
For memorial number three, the scene shifts to Roger Williams Park in Providence.
The third of the memorials is a beautiful bronze of a wrestler in Roger Williams Park, just up from the boathouse. He's looking to heaven. He's scarred. He's beaten. He's been wrestling with the gods. And this is what Paolo Benyatti did himself. He tried to convince the gods to not take his wife. He sat for 11 long days and nights as she struggled to breathe. As we know today, people who know anyone who has died or had a serious case of COVID, how tragic and sad this was. And he, I'm sure, a dozen times told the gods that they should take him and leave her. And he wrestled and he lost. They took her instead.
So for memorial number four, Benyatti wanted to honor his beloved Carrie as he saw her in heaven.
After she passed, he wanted it known that she went to heaven, became an angel, So he commissioned Tiffany, the famed Tiffany Glass, to do a stained glass window at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church on the Brown campus. And you can see it to this day, that Paolo is 100% certain that she went there.
Bagnati's fifth memorial to Carrie remains unrealized, but that was something he did not live to see, as Bob Burke explains.
His message to us, the ringing of the clock, it was supposed to ring every 15 minutes on the Brown campus, and it reminds us that love is fleeting and that we should fall in love and value love, and that we should do that early in our lives and enjoy a love that lasts for our whole life and our whole marriage. So one of the things that Paolo did in his final act when he died, and he died in the pandemic of 1918, he died in London in the third wave of the pandemic, and he left in his will a bequest. And that was money that was left so the city of Providence could give an annual bequest on their wedding anniversary, June 17th, to a young woman, 20 years of age, marriageable, from working class background, and who was of high virtue. Well, when they received the notice that they had gotten the money, the town fathers got together, and Mayor Joseph Gaynor responded to the executor of the will and said, "We're not really so sure we can find a woman like that every year in Providence." And they turned the money down. They actually turned down the money. So we don't have that lasting living memorial. I guess the closest thing we could have that comes to it would be the sound of the chime of the Carrie Tower to remind us all that love is truly strong as death. And if there ever was a time in our lives that we should remember how we feel about those who are lost in a pandemic, those words ring truer than ever for all of us.
That is the sound of the chime in the Carrie Brown Clock Tower being struck by Bob Burke himself. It's a sound rarely heard anymore because, as Burke explains, the clock tower was vandalized back in 1950 and can no longer sound regularly. Bob Burke owns the Providence restaurant Pot au Feu, where he has been holding elaborate Valentine's Day dinners to commemorate the five memorials to Carrie Brown. That will not be happening this year because of the pandemic, but Burke promises it will be back next year. For the Publix Radio, I'm Chuck Hinman.